You're listening to a Share Radio podcast.
Now, the Greek government and Eurozone finance ministers agreed a new plan for further negotiation on the Greek bailout yesterday. So what have they agreed so far, and how significant is yesterday's deal? I'm now joined on the line by Ian Begg, Professorial Research Fellow at the European Institute at the London School of Economics, to find out more about this. So good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
So how much progress was made at yesterday's meeting? What has been agreed so far?
If I try to read between the lines of what they were saying, my impression is that the Eurogroup, that's the finance ministers of the Eurozone, now really believes that Greece is serious about changing things. And it's switching away from what you might describe as the foot on the jugular to make the Greeks do things, to thinking about how the more support can be offered to the Greeks. Or to put it another way around, I sense that there's now greater trust in the Greeks to deliver what they promised.
Is the IMF part of this agreement?
It is. The IMF had been blowing hot and cold, saying that until there was an agreement to write off some of Greece's debt, they could not become involved. But here too, I sense a shift of mood. Even some German members of parliament have been saying recently that they think the IMF is no longer necessary. And I suspect what's happening is that the IMF is being told, we're doing it our way, we welcome you on board, and you have made commitments to Greece so far, but you're not going to call the shots.
And why is the IMF prepared to accept that? They were threatening just to walk away. Why are they now staying part of it?
Well, one obvious reason is that both the IMF and the various European bodies that are involved have a lot invested in Greece. They made a big effort to change things. But it's also worth noting, and this may be anticipated question that follows, that the program in Greece is no longer narrowly about bailout and austerity. It's much more about relaunching the Greek economy through various forms of structural reform. And that's something where the IMF's expertise is great. They're used to doing that with countries that they've assisted in the past. It's not just about public finances anymore.
So when you talk about structural reform, what sort of things do you mean, and what's likely to happen?
It's very wide-ranging for Greece. If you consider the memorandum that was agreed in 2015, it has a huge scope. The things that probably are most delicate for the Greeks include reforming public administration, which I think just about everybody would agree has been pretty dysfunctional for many years, making Greeks pay tax, various forms of tax reform, shifting away from the idea that sometimes is portrayed about the Greeks that they regard paying taxes as optional rather than mandatory, and a range of changes to the pension system, to the labour market, functioning of the labour market, trying to modernise the way that the Greeks approach support for training. In short, you name it, the Greeks have more or less signed up to it.
Now, you say, as you were just hinting out there, that the trust has risen between the Greek government and the Eurozone ministers. Is that because the Syriza government, which originally was very left-wing and a protest party, is now pretty much willing to do whatever it's told to do, whatever tough measures? And will they be able to get sufficient political support for the tough measures that are still required?
It will be hard, because Syriza's electoral program, when it came to power, was one of resisting austerity. Now, if you accept what I'm saying about austerity not so much being on the agenda anymore, then it's much more about transforming Greek society, which is something Syriza at least wanted to do, to get away from the dominance of the traditional political parties, PASOK and the New Democracy, who are in many ways to blame for the straits that Greece is in. So at least there can be a line from Syriza that we're now transforming Greece in ways which are more favourable. However, they are in power, so they're the ones that are going to get the blame from the Greek electorate for things that go wrong. And there are many in the Greek electorate who work for the public administration, who work in companies which are owned by the state, which now risk being privatised, who are going to resist. So it's going to be a major battle for Syriza. What they have done, I think, is to show significant signs of pragmatism as opposed to ideology in the way they've approached this over the last 2 years.
Can the Syriza party stay united?
It will struggle, because there are multiple Syrizas. There's a faction around Alexis Tsipras, the Prime Minister, and his Finance Minister, Euclid Tsakalotos. And we all remember the rock star figure of Yanni Varoufakis,
yep.
who was sidelined by Tsipras when the latest bailout program was announced.
Now, it's possible these structural reforms might boost Greek economic growth. We've already seen Greek economic growth beginning to pick up. Do you think the economy can grow more quickly over the next few years, and can that make a significant contribution to reducing the debt pile?
Well, here's a big if. If you believe the latest European Commission forecast, the Greek economy is set to grow quite rapidly in 2017, maybe by close to 3%. If that starts to happen, it does create its own dynamic, because it would erode the value of the debt as a proportion of GDP. It would mean that you'd start to see employment creation, tax revenue coming in. It would, in short, be all indicators that go. And it's worth recalling that because Greece starts from such a low position after the disaster of the last 8 years, anything that starts to show signs of a return of dynamism will be self-reinforcing. You can, I think, be moderately optimistic about the prospects for the Greek economy. Now, what still remains a major problem is the social distress that's been caused by this, the pockets of unemployment, the fact that pensioners are not paid very much, the problems in the Greek health service and other public services. All of that creates a mood of resentment, which will be quite difficult for Syriza to manage.
Ian Begg from the European Institute at the London School of Economics, thanks very much for chatting to me this afternoon.